Hi ho, hey, hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi ho, hey, hey, chew Wrigley's spearmint gum. Work goes faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi ho, hey, hey, chew Wrigley's spearmint gum. Get some soon.
Hello. This is Ed McMahon with Monitor 67, now in its 13th year of going places, doing things, and talking to interesting people. One of them, Connie Francis, will be along in just 3 minutes to tell us about her hobby. First, let's hear the young lady herself with a medley from a current hit musical, Willkommen and Cabaret.
Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. Guten Abend, étranger, stranger. Glücklich zu sehen. How do you feel? Happy to see you. Bleiben to stay und bleiben. Willkommen, bienvenue. Welcome to cabaret. Oh, cabaret. To cabaret. Forget the late show, the book in the room. It's time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. We've got the one.
Excedrin headache number 12. Who was that blonde at the party?
I didn't know you liked big blondes.
That blonde, you know who the blonde is? My boss's wife.
That big, fat, blonde blimp.
That's not a nice thing to say.
Romeo, Mr. Romeo. You didn't have to kiss her feet.
That was the dance. It's a Chinese dance. Barbara said everybody in the floor.
What's that little green bottle?
This is Excedrin.
Oh, you have a headache?
You have given me an Excedrin headache.
If you get Excedrin headaches, why take anything less than Excedrin? The extra strength pain reliever.
Connie Francis has been a successful singer for quite a number of years now, but she has another talent you may not have heard about. She discussed it with Monitor reporter Joe Hyder.
Connie Francis, we would like to know about your interior decorating. I'm told you're quite good at it and you enjoy doing it.
Well, I'm not nearly a professional, but I have my own taste, and actually I'm a thief. I take ideas from all the magazines, and then I just do them. I enjoy it very much. And many people have been the victims of my interior decorating. Every time I hear someone is moving in, oh, could I do that, please? And I just have a wonderful time. I enjoy it.
What do you lean toward? Which decor? Spanish, perhaps?
Yes. How did you know?
I don't know. I'm just maybe psychic. I had an intuition that perhaps you would go toward the Spanish for some reason.
I did practically my entire home in Oriental, but my tastes have changed a great deal since I did that, which was about 3 or 4 years ago.
Now, you have a problem keeping your weight down. This, I know for a fact, because I think we talked about this briefly at one time. Do you enjoy a lot of Italian foods?
I enjoy a lot of food, and I love Italian food, and it's a problem because I am so disciplined, and always have been so disciplined in everything, in my career and everything. And that's the one area where I am completely... I have no willpower.
You really enjoy eating, then?
I do.
Well, then how do you keep the weight down?
Well, I starve myself and I go on binges, and then I starve myself and I go on binges. Doing everything the wrong way.
You know, I think you're very, very fortunate, young lady. You've been, as a matter of fact, 10 years a very successful recording artist and performer on stage, in the movies. Connie, if you had to attribute it to one thing other than talent, what would that thing be?
I think talent plays a minor role.
Yes, but you're underplaying when you say that, don't you?
No, I'm not at all. I think there are many talented people around who haven't got the other ingredients or things going for them that I've had.
Such as?
Well, parents who were interested, and an honest manager, and someone who believed in me, and my own energy and determination that I think far exceeded my talent.
Connie, I think you're being very modest, but
no,
I want to thank you again. I want to thank you for the pleasure of your company. Per usual, you're always an excellent guest on Monitor.
Thank you, Jim.
Connie Francis, professional singer and amateur interior decorator. You're tuned to Monitor with more music, entertainment, and information coming up, so don't go away. You're on the Monitor Beat.
Here's the weather forecast for our New York neighborhood. The present temperature, 82 degrees, and it's partly cloudy. The humidity, 59%. The barometer is falling. The wind from the south at 8 miles an hour. Fair, warm, and humid tonight and Sunday, except for some cloudiness Sunday morning, and a chance for a few showers or thundershowers late in the day and at night. Lows tonight, about 70 degrees. Highs on Sunday in the 80s. Showers ending Monday, followed by partial clearing and cooler temperatures. And now repeating the present temperature, it's 82 degrees.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of conversation.
Here's a program note. NBC Radio and Color Television will broadcast Soviet Premier Kosygin's news conference live from the United Nations Sunday night, scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Monitor.
Don't move, just leave your dial now. Here's Monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
Ed McMahon here as Monitor continues with music by the Young Americans right after this listening reminder. Later today, Ted Steele is your Monitor host, and he'll feature a birthday visit with composer Richard Rogers. You'll also hear from a man who claims he's had a ride in a flying saucer. Also, there's an American sergeant in Vietnam who has started a school to teach the native children to speak English. So you be sure to listen later today on Monitor. Here are the Young Americans, born to be with you. Thank you.
blowout can be bad news on a trip. It means you'll have to blow money on a new tire that you'd planned to spend on fun. But a ruined tire doesn't have to ruin your vacation. With a mobile credit card, you can charge a tire, battery, or other emergency repairs at 26,000 mobile stations and keep your cash for what you saved it for, fun. For an application for a mobile credit card, just pull into any mobile station and relax.
Now a word for those who like to get the sun without the burn.
Here's Vic Damone for Copper Tone.
Make the most of moments in the sun. Copper Tone makes living in the sunshine fun. It gives the fastest tan, as you will quickly see. Cause nothing tans like Copper Tone naturally. So don't you be a pale face, get that sun. Get yourself some Copper Tone, it's number one. Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan, don't burn, get a Copper Tone tan.
Come on, join the Tannables. Get a better tan with Copper Tone. The fastest tan possible with maximum sunburn protection. Copper Tone helps make your skin more tannable. Helps prevent peeling. Keeps your skin satiny smooth. Get a deep, dark, long-lasting tan with enriched Copper Tone.
Get the fastest tan that anyone can. Tan, don't burn, get a Copper Tone tan.
Next on Monitor, Business News with Chet Huntley. Brought to you by Air Express. For next day delivery to cities all over the country, remember, there's only one Air Express. Here's Chet Huntley.
Is it a sign of prosperity and economic good health, or is it a sign and a portent of impending danger? Mr. and Mrs. America are going back into debt after several months of intensified saving of their money. And the economists are trying to figure out what it may lead to. More on consumer installment credit in a moment, after this message from Air Express.
Alice's General Store, Crossroads of Montpelier. 2 cases of wild grape jelly? Sure thing. Sacramento, California. Be there tomorrow afternoon. Okie dokie. Funny thing, Jerome. People wonder how I can promise next day delivery anywhere in the U.S. from up here. No big secret, by using Air Express. I've added all 36 scheduled airlines and the entire REA Express system to my place. Did you know Air Express is the fastest method of shipping throughout the nation? And you get door-to-door pickup and delivery at no extra charge. But that's not all. Air Express rates are surprisingly low, especially between 5 and 50 pounds. Like they say, Jerome, there's only one Air Express. You just call a local REA Express office right here in town.
Once again, Chet Hundley.
First, a few data on consumer installment credit. Early this spring, the rate of increase of consumer indebtedness began to go up. The Federal Reserve Board reported, for example, that in the month of March, installment debt increased $264 million. In February, the preceding month, it had gone up slightly less, $216 million. To be sure, the increases in consumer installment indebtedness for February and March were nothing compared to what was going on a year earlier. In the month of March 1966, the total bill for consumer indebtedness shot up $649 million. In February 1966, consumer indebtedness for automobiles alone went up $263 million. Those incredible figures were part of what led to the brakes being applied to the American economy. Total consumer debt at the end of March of this year, including just about everything except mortgages, stood at the awesome figure of $92.5 billion. When the economists talk about this consumer debt of $92.5 billion, they are most prone to rely heavily on the comfortable little word if. If there is no recession or depression, they are inclined to be sanguine about consumer indebtedness. But if a recession should develop, then consumer indebtedness could make an awesome contribution to it. Householders would run into trouble making their payments, and they would be forced to cut back on expenditures for normal necessities. Thus, both the so-called luxury and non-luxury areas of the economy would suffer. Repaying installment debt now takes about 14% of the average family's disposable income. 20 years ago, it took only 4%. If mortgage debt is included, today's average family spends 18% of its income on making payments for past purchases. It's this business of past purchases which worry some economists. They say it gives the average citizen a limited freedom of economic action. After he makes his installment payments and pays for the necessities, he has nothing left. But does he or doesn't he? Other economists point out that all the time the consumer indebtedness has been going up to incredible new heights, so have holdings of liquid assets such as savings accounts, bank deposits, government bonds, and even a few stocks. Auxiliary assets such as life insurance and pension reserves are also higher. So you figure it out, and when you have done so, you'll probably buy that new car or washing machine or whatever. Chet Huntley, NBC News, reporting for Monitor.
Time, money, distribution, all key factors in most businesses, each one interdependent on the other. Air Express can help you with all three. Air Express is the fastest method of shipping in the country, and yet it's often least expensive, especially in the 5 to 50 pound range. Check and see. There's only one Air Express. Call your local REA Express office for details.
Business News with Chet Huntley will be brought to you again tomorrow by Air Express, a division of REA Express. To Nationwide Monitor in the area of La Crosse, Wisconsin. We're here on WKBH. Hello, La Crosse. Now, station identification time, then more of Monitor. I'm Ed McMahon.
Monitor welcomes Sandy Koufax as a new sports regular next weekend on the NBC radio network.
This is Chief of Police Michael Roy of Elizabeth, New Jersey. Remember, motorists, tailgating or driving too close to the car ahead is inviting trouble. For safety's sake, please keep your distance.
You can bank on Brant Crandall's unlimited fund of knowledge weeknights at 9 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.
At 5:30, it's 82 degrees in New York City. And this is Fred Collins with the latest WNBC news and traffic. First, here's the latest report from NBC's Traffic Central. One westbound lane of the Lincoln Tunnel will be closed until noon tomorrow. Traffic is reported heavy in both directions, and motorists are advised to use either the Holland Tunnel or the George Washington Bridge, where traffic is moderate to heavy. Traffic within the city is generally moderate to heavy. Traffic on the West Side Highway and the FDR Drive heading into the city is very heavy, while traffic leaving the city is heavy but moving freely. Van Wyck Expressway traffic is reported moderate to heavy. Long Island Expressway traffic is very heavy westbound. Traffic leaving the beaches on the Meadowbrook Parkway, Northern State Parkway, and Wantagh Highway is very heavy and moving slowly. Southern State Parkway traffic is heavy in both directions. Over in New Jersey, traffic is moderate on both the New Jersey Turnpike and the Garden State Parkway. Here are today's street closings for the metropolitan area. In Queens, 27th Street between 40th and 41st Avenues, and in Richmond, Oakland Avenue between Forest and Cary. Alternate side of the street parking regulations will not be in effect tomorrow. Normal Sunday parking rules will be in effect. That's the latest report from NBC's Traffic Central. The next report will be heard at 6:30. And now the news. Premier Kosygin is back in Manhattan at the Soviet United Nations mission on East 67th Street after his trip to Niagara Falls, where he's reported to have had a wonderful time. The U.S. supplied the transportation, a 707 jet. As Kosygin left the plane at Kennedy Airport this afternoon, a reporter called out in Russian, "How did you enjoy the trip?" He gave a big smile and replied, "I enjoyed it, I enjoyed it." Kosygin's party included his daughter, Foreign Minister Gromyko, and a large assortment of Eastern European premiers. The itinerary at Niagara Falls included both the boat ride beneath the falls and the Niagara Power Station. President Johnson is in Texas today for a look at his new grandson en route back from last night's trip to California. Tomorrow, of course, the President and Premier Kosygin will be meeting for the second time at the Hollybush Mansion in Glassboro, New Jersey. The summit session is scheduled for 1:30 p.m., and NBC Radio and Television will provide coverage. Tomorrow night, Premier Kosygin will hold a news conference at the United Nations. It's scheduled for 8 p.m., and NBC Radio and Television will carry it live. Television coverage will be in color. A Delta Airlines jetliner almost lost one of its four engines just after takeoff from Newark Airport this afternoon, but it returned to make a safe landing without injury to any of the 59 people aboard. Just what happened to the engine was not immediately known, or at least disclosed, but parts from the plane showered the Mariners Harbor area of Staten Island. Staten Island police were swarmed with telephone reports of an explosion in a plane's engine. The flight was number 929, scheduled nonstop from Newark to New Orleans. Death on a ridge near the Cambodian border for 70 members of the 173rd Airborne as crack North Vietnamese troops wiped them out before fresh units could arrive. Only six men escaped and they were all wounded. Six other soldiers died and 19 were wounded trying to reach the trapped men. In the battle, which happened Thursday but wasn't allowed to be publicized until now because of security, an estimated 450 enemy soldiers were killed by the two platoons and other airborne units. In the air war, American pilots flew 171 missions on Friday, only four short of the record set last October. Hit were power plants and rail yards near Hanoi. The fascist-oriented National Renaissance Party staged an anti-Semitic, anti-Israeli demonstration in Times Square this afternoon and ran into severe heckling. Police kept two groups apart and finally escorted the Renaissance Party group to a subway station. At one point, eggs were thrown by the hecklers, some of whom said they had fought with the underground against Hitler. The eggs didn't hit anybody, and there were no injuries. Now the weather picture for our neighborhood. The present temperature, 82 degrees, and it's partly cloudy. The humidity, 59%. The barometer is falling. The wind is from the south at 8 miles an hour. Fair, warm, and humid tonight and Sunday, except for some cloudiness on Sunday morning and a chance of a few showers or thundershowers late in the day and at night. Lowest temperatures around 70, high Sunday in the 80s. Showers ending Monday, followed by partial clearing and cooler temperatures. And now repeating the present temperature, it's 82 degrees, the WNBC time, 534 and a half. And that's the news and weather to this moment. Next news from the NBC newsroom at 6 o'clock with Jeffrey Pond. Bulletins will be broadcast at once. This is Fred Collins.
Harry, that was the worst motel you've
Gladys,
ever taken.
Don't
your
start.
What do you mean, don't start? It's a real flea bag.
Don't say that about the Taj Mahal.
If there were bugs
it's
in the
easy
Taj
for
Mahal.
Things to go wrong on a trip, but it's just as easy for things to go right. Stop at a mobile station and pick up a mobile travel guide. The mobile travel guide inspects and rates motels, hotels, resorts, and restaurants all over the country. So when you stop at a place, you know just what you're getting into.
Lunch, Gladys. That looks like a nice place.
Oh, here we go again.
Here we go with more of Monitor 67. I'm your host, Ed McMahon. In a few minutes, Monitor goes fishing, featuring a visit to the annual Shad Derby on the Connecticut River. First, Buddy Greco with Love's Gonna Live Here.
Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my life once more. Love's gonna live here again. Things are gonna be the way they were before. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here again. I talk about no more loneliness, only happiness. Love's gonna live here again. I hear birdies a-singing, a pretty bells a-ringing. Love's gonna live here again. I hear bumblebees a-humming, I know my day is coming. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna live here again. I talk about no more loneliness, only happiness. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna groove here. Love's gonna romp here. Love is gonna swing here. Love's gonna live here again. I ain't never gonna move.
Hi, this is Coppertone's Hollywood correspondent, Army Archard, visiting beautiful Tippi Hedren. And everyone's talking about your exciting performance in the movie A Countess from Hong Kong, Tippi.
Oh, I thank you, Army. It was a thrill making it.
Remember when I visited you on the set in London?
Oh, indeed I do. Wasn't that a cold, blustery day?
Awful.
You know, this is what I like, being in the warm sun and getting a tan with Coppertone.
So you've joined the Tannibles, eh, Tippi?
Yeah, of course. I found Coppertone gives a really a better tan.
Yes, it's enriched to make your skin more tannable and to help prevent dryness, too.
I'll tell you something else, Army. I found that my skin was in so much better condition in the summer from using Coppertone that I use it all year round now as a body moisturizer.
That's a beauty secret the girls will thank you for.
Well, it's no secret that I'm a Coppertone fan.
Tan, don't burn. Wouldn't you say, Tippi?
I'd say, tan, don't burn, use Coppertone, Army.
And you're right. Thanks, Tippi Hedren.
Now, Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsay Nelson. Brought to you by DuPont Strand Fluorescent Monofilament Fishing Line. You see it, fish miss it.
Sometimes it seems that they need a traffic cop when the shad are running on the Connecticut River. Monitor was there this year, and we'll hear from a man caught in one such nautical tangle after this word from another man who never finds it too crowded to fish, Gene Shepherd.
For just 60 seconds, I want you to imagine that you're a smallmouth bass. You see, and you're lying there under the lily pads. That sun is hanging overhead. The water is just at that right temperature. You're feeling a few pangs of hunger. When all of a sudden, you see this strange-looking minnow moving along, or this frog over the surface of the water. You start to move upward, and then all of a sudden, you see that attached to that minnow is a long, thin, black shadow. And attached to that shadow is a big, fat fisherman. Well, if that same bass ran into a lure that was attached to Strand by DuPont, he would be in bad trouble. That line is practically invisible to the fish, whereas it's totally visible to the fisherman and gives him that control he needs to really lay it to him. Strand by DuPont.
They hold a shad fishing derby on the Connecticut River in South Hadley, Massachusetts every year, and fishermen, good and bad, come from near and far to try their luck, thus creating quite a tangle. Monitor reporter Rod Pavuda joined them and met up with George Gilboa, who won a trophy last year. But this year, well, what do you think?
Mr. Gilboa, what seems to be your problem?
Well, I've got about six different people snarled into my line. That's a pretty good starter. One of the problems with this is you have to breathe together, you know, or you don't end up fishing. We're all fishing together on top of each other, elbow to elbow. If anybody does get a fish, they're going to have a lot of trouble getting it in.
Has anybody caught anything yet today, or has this been a dull day for most everyone?
Well, no, they're in here. A couple of people have caught substantial numbers. One gentleman down the line has caught six, and another one's caught five. I begin to wonder what's wrong with me. I haven't even had a strike.
Is there any particular reason for that? Have you been watching the people who've been catching them and analyzing the situation? That's what a good fisherman does, doesn't he?
Yeah, I know, and I'm telling you, great books, I think a lot of money gets spent on this kind of thing. They're doing exactly what I'm doing. There's only one difference. They end up with a fish, and I don't.
But you've been here before, haven't you?
Oh, yes, I've been here the last couple of years. Last year, I was lucky enough to catch a five-pounder, which netted me an award from Fishing Magazine.
Is that the emblem on your jacket there?
That's right. That's right. That was a nice fish, and it was a good fight, and it was on a day like today. I hadn't caught a thing, and all of a sudden, bang, it happened.
What kind of equipment are you using, Mr. Gilboa?
Well, I've got a light spinning rod here with 6-pound test line, and these fish run about 5 or 6 pounds. I don't come out here with a surf casting rod. I mean, these fish aren't that big. Some of the people down here use clothesline. The fellow two stalls down from me here, I think he's going to go in with a wash tub if he doesn't catch one pretty soon. I don't think that's sport. We come out here to catch the fish, and you got to give the fish an even chance, too. That isn't the reason I haven't caught any. I just don't know what the secret is today.
What do these shad run in pounds and length?
Well, the average shad here has been 3 to 4 pounds, and anything over 4 pounds is considered a good fish. The town runs a shad fishing derby here every year where they give away boats and fishing equipment and things. We're in the middle of that now, and the biggest so far is a 6-pound 3-ouncer, but you get a 6-pound shad on your line, and they don't call it the poor man's salmon for nothing. It fights.
Now, just up from where we're sitting are the falls of South Hadley, and the fish run right up there, don't they, over?
Yeah, the Holyoke Water Park Company does something very fine. They build a lift for these fish. Long before the river ever got populated with power plants and things, why these fish could just swim right up. But now there's quite a good waterfall up there, and they've got a lift that automatically takes these shad and gets them up there. It's quite a public service, actually.
Well, we want to thank you for taking a few minutes out and talking with us today. I know you want to get back to your fishing. There's still a lot of day left and a lot of fish left, too.
Yeah, I don't know about the patience, though, but I can always say that I got off to talk on monitor, and that's the reason I didn't catch any.
Another monitor first. Fishermen have all sorts of alibis for not catching fish, but never before have any of them ever blamed it on us. That was shad fisherman George Gilboa talking to monitor reporter Rod Pavuda, and this is Lindsay Nelson. Now a word about DuPont Strand.
The finest rod and reel and the fanciest lure won't really perform without a first-rate line. To get the most out of your fishing equipment, use Strand Fluorescent Monofilament by DuPont. Strand is strong and abrasion-resistant. It's limp, yet has low stretch. Strand has outstanding knot strength and impact resistance. And because Strand glows soft blue, it's easy for you to see. But to the fish, it blends in with the color of the sky. It's almost invisible. Buy Strand Fluorescent Fishing Line wherever fine sporting goods are sold. Monitor Goes Fishing with Lindsay Nelson will be heard again tomorrow, brought to you by DuPont Strand. And tomorrow, this program note, NBC Radio and Color Television will broadcast Soviet Premier Kosygin's news conference live from the United Nations Sunday night, scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Be sure to listen right here on the Monitor. Ed McMahon here for Monitor. At the Monitor Sports Desk now, Mel Allen in person.
Thank you very much, Ed. Hello there, everybody. Completed games in baseball in the American League. Chicago beat Minnesota 5-2. Peters beat Boswell. Allison homered for the Twins. In the National League, St. Louis beat Philadelphia 2-1, the Cards' seventh win in a row, 14th in their last 17 games as Gibson bested Jackson. In horse racing, 86-year-old Max Hirsch, Dean of American Trainers, developer of three Kentucky Derby winners, confined to a New York hospital, suffered a slight heart attack. A digestive upset, it was first described. Hirsch is expected to be hospitalized for about 2 weeks. Meanwhile, at Aqueduct today, Cleo Queen captured the $100,000 added coaching club American Oaks, and Mr. Hirsch's Muse finished second. Pepperwood was third. Nancy Ritchie of Dallas and Australia's Johnny Newcomb warmed up for Monday's Wimbledon Tennis Championships by winning the singles titles in the London Grass Court Championships today. Miss Ritchie defeating Australia's Carey Melville 2-6, 6-2, 6-4, while Newcomb downed Britain's Roger Taylor 7-5, 6-3. In golf, Hale Irwin of the University of Colorado won the NCAA title. Although he soared to a 6-over par 79 on the final round, his 72-hole score of 286 was good for a two-stroke victory. 60-year-old Primo Carnera is reported dying in his hometown of Sequoia, Italy, where he's been in a coma for the past 2 days. No hope for recovery. He won the heavyweight title from Jack Sharkey June 29, 1933, lost it to Max Baer June 14, 1934. Another heavyweight champion, Jack Dempsey, celebrated his 72nd birthday today by being elected to the Madison Square Garden Boxing Hall of Fame along with five other ring champions, Joe Louis, Sugar Ray Robinson, Benny Leonard, Rocky Marciano, and Henry Armstrong. And the word is out that Cassius Clay's projected title fight against Argentina's Oscar Bonavena in Sweden in August has been knocked out because the Attorney General's office in Washington would oppose letting him leave the country. At least, that's the story. The Chicago Cubs called up outfielder Al Spangler from Tacoma, returned outfielder George Altman to that same club. And the St. Louis Cardinals recalled pitcher Jim Costman from Tulsa as a replacement for pitcher Ray Washburn, who's on the disabled list. That's the late sports news, Ed. Mel Allen here, friends, reminding you that for more features and news from the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor.
Thanks, Mel. Now, this word from Lark.
There is nothing like a Lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a Lark, have a Lark, have a Lark today.
I like the taste. Simple as that.
Have a Lark, have a Lark, have a Lark today.
I think everybody who smokes should try a Lark.
There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a Lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a Lark, have a Lark, have a Lark today.
Great smoke. Glad right I changed.
Hey, there's nothing like a Lark.
Have a Lark today.
There is nothing like a Lark. Have one.
You're traveling through the weekend world with Springtime Monitor.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best air conditioning. Bryant cools your whole home, not just a room or two.
Think about air conditioning your entire house with Bryant Quiet Line Air Conditioning. You'll keep cool and won't have to put up with so much humidity, dust, dirt, and noise. Check with your Bryant dealer for more information on Bryant Quiet Line Air Conditioning. We call it Quiet Line because it really is.
When you think of air conditioning, think of Central Air Conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant Air Conditioning is the best air conditioning.
For a free estimate, see the yellow pages for the Bryant dealer nearest you.
My darling moon, my great memory, sweet tender memory, they are sweet because I bring memories. think that I'm lost. That's why when day is through, the best you wake up and I'm lost.
Moonlight brings memories, the Raycon of singers. Next, monitors ring around the world, a weekend series of close-ups of people and events in this country and abroad, brought to you by One Hour Martinizing, the most in dry cleaning. For President Johnson, this has been one of the most eventful weeks of his life on both the domestic and the international front. More on this from NBC correspondent Richard I'll try it one more time. Valeriani in just 1 minute. Back in 1949, the first one-hour Martinizing dry cleaning store opened in New York City. Today, there are over 2,500 Martinizing stores throughout the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Latin America, and the Caribbean. And each week, on the average, six more open up for business. Now, why is Martinizing growing, thriving? Simply because it offers people the most in dry cleaning. One-hour Martinizing is the modern method that cleans clothes superbly in just 1 hour, yet cost you no more. Each franchised Martinizing cleaner owns his own store, does all work right on his premises. He gives your clothes more personal attention. From the moment you bring in a garment until it's placed clean and fresh in a wrapping, each step is organized for superior quality and prompt service. Your clothing is cleaned gently, thoroughly, comes back to you expertly pressed, fresh as a flower, and looking like new again. If you haven't tried one-hour Martinizing dry cleaning, be sure to do so soon. And you'll agree that Martinizing truly is the most in dry cleaning. Now, Richard Valeriani, NBC News at the Texas White House.
For Lyndon Johnson, this past week has been one of the most significant in his life. He became a grandfather, and he met Soviet Premier Alexei Kosygin. On both counts, it was the first time for Mr. Johnson. The two events, it turned out, were to become intertwined. Kosygin, who was 63, is also a grandfather. The president's recent admission to that fraternity provided the leaders of the two most powerful nations in the world with a folksy point of departure for their head-to-head conversations. The Soviet premier even brought along a gold baby cup for Mr. Johnson's new grandson. In addition to taking up such prickly issues as Vietnam and the Middle East, the two men are said to have talked and speculated about the kind of world in which their grandchildren could grow and prosper. The president reportedly emphasized that neither man wanted a world in which their grandsons would grow to dislike and maybe fight each other. Their common grandfathership also accounted for some note of levity in their talks. Mr. Kosygin boasted he had more than 18 years seniority on Mr. Johnson as a grandfather. Later, the Soviet premier said he was a tough grandfather and could work all day without stopping to eat. So there was then some mock disagreement about who really needed lunch. Today, President Johnson finally got to see his grandson, Patrick Lyndon Nugent. He went to the hospital in Austin from the ranch. He didn't arrive at the ranch until 4:30 this morning, more than 25 hours after getting up. The White House said Mr. Johnson was up at 4:30 yesterday morning in order to continue preparing for the summit. After the New Jersey meeting, he flew to Los Angeles to keep a speaking date at a Democratic fundraising dinner. Tomorrow, the president walks up the second slope of the Hollybush summit. If he and Premier Kosygin have really hit it off as well as it appears, the path from Glassboro could lead to the Soviet Union, a trip Mr. Johnson would dearly like to make. Richard Valeriani, NBC News at the Texas White House.
Ring Around the World, another in our weekend series of close-ups of people and events in this and other countries. This report has also been brought to you by Oldsmobile.
Say, all this talk about the Youngmobile.
Yes?
How come they call them young mobiles?
Because every Oldsmobile is styled young.
Oh, that's...
And powered young with rocket action.
Uh-huh.
And designed young with advanced Olds engineering.
I see.
And priced young to change old ideas about cost.
Good guy.
And built to stay young through trade-in time.
Hey, lots of reasons.
Reasons for you to go Olds at your nearest one-stop transportation center in a young mobile, today's beautiful buy.
Now this word about Winn oil products.
This is Keenan Winn. Thank you all for volunteering to help stop the rumor that I am related to the Winn Oil Company people of Azusa. Though we both spell our names W-Y-N-N, we are not. I repeat, not related. For helping me stop this rumor, the scout at the west exit of the stadium we'll give each of you a free can of Winn's New Charge. Add New Charge to the oil in your crankcase. It restores compression, stops oil burning, gives your car total power. In other words, Winn's New Charge will keep your car going strong. Now the Winn Oil Company Corral, directed by John Philip Azusa, will entertain you as you try to file out of here. Maestro?
Ready, Cousin Keenan!
Roger Williams with More Than a Miracle on Monitor 67. I'm your host, Ed McMahon, inviting you to stay right where you are for NBC News on the Hour, which is coming up shortly.
Keep tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from